You're with SBS Radio.
A three-week inquest into the death of Yorta Yorta woman Tanya Day has begun in the Victorian Coroner's Court. Ms. Day was travelling to Melbourne from Echuca to see her daughter when she was taken off a train at Castlemaine for not having a ticket and for public drunkenness. The 55-year-old was then taken to the local police station where she was placed in a cell to sober up. But while in custody, she hit her head 5 times, eventually dying from a brain hemorrhage. The inquest before Coroner Caitlin English will look at whether racism was a factor in Ms. Day's treatment and ultimate death. Daughter Belinda Stevens says at the time of her mother's death, Aboriginal women were almost 11 times more likely to be arrested for public intoxication than non-Aboriginal women.
Our mum should be alive today. We know that racism played a role in our mum's death and that Victoria Police failed her. We want the truth and we want accountability through this inquest.
On the first day of the inquest, the court heard from V-Line employee Sean Irvine, who says he observed an unruly passenger on the train who appeared to be delirious. He says he became concerned she was under the influence of drugs or alcohol when he saw her lying on her back with her legs across the aisle. It was at that point Mr. Irvine says he contacted the driver to call police because he was concerned for her safety. The lawyer for Tanya Day's family, Peter Morrissey, says the police had options other than arresting her at Castlemaine Station. Ms. Stevens says her family is calling for the release of CCTV footage of Ms. Day's treatment by police.
We think it's really important for people to see for themselves the treatment that Mum had, and I guess the journey that she took from Echuca on her way to Melbourne. And people can make up for themselves, you know, whether that treatment was fair and just.
The court heard Ms. Day was not physically checked every 30 minutes, which is required under police procedure. Mr. Morrissey told the court Ms. Day suffered a catastrophic injury after falling several times and hitting her head. He says Ms. Day was vulnerable not only from consuming alcohol, but because she was Aboriginal. Ms. Stevens says she wants justice for her mother's death.
Our mother had so much more life to give, so much more love to give to us, to her grandchildren and to the broader community. The circumstances surrounding her death have made the past 18 months extremely difficult for our family, and we want to know the truth.
Amy Hall, SBS News.
Your community, your conversation. NITV Radio.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.